Let's get right to meditation since just about everybody's been here for almost 10 minutes. I hope settling and getting comfortable. Imagine yourself that you are no different than this Buddha sitting here. The image of a Buddha is a stylized one. It's actually quite symbolic, and every feature of it, including the shape of the Ushnisha at the top of the head, everything is symbolic. So you can picture yourself however you want, because we are a symbol also. Our shape, our form, our color, and so forth. But imagine yourself. Sitting and capable of gazing into all existence and perceiving through it to its core, through it to its essence, its pure energy. So, first, we just imagine ourselves sitting. In meditation, capable of it. And assuming that position mentally, we visualize it, imagine it, make it so. And to quote the Master DK in the mantra, a peace which passes, surpasses understanding, begins to arise inside us. And we are mountain-like, majestic in awareness and composure. Just sitting. Present. Aware. An awareness sharing a deep empathy. A deep awareness of everything and all existence. And so, our sitting, as we deepen personally, individually into our meditation, is that sharing effortlessly of serenity, empathy, presence, and whatever other quality arises for you and comes forward. But it's an emanation, it's a sharing. with all that exists. As we breathe in and breathe out. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with all in existence, all in cosmos, all. An interesting component or feature of no mind is how we use our mind. We imagine from the moment we are awaking, we start to imagine. We imagine what the day will be like. We imagine what all manner of things. And of course, our dreams are imaginations, of course. We imagine what our morning beverage will taste like before we start to make it. We imagine happy things. We imagine worrisome things. We imagine delightful, sumptuous. We imagine all manner of things. Pleasant and unpleasant. But they're all common. They all require very little actual imagination. And most of them are patterned. They're repeated things every time we make our morning beverage, every time we open our eyes in the morning, and even most of our dreams are repetitions. The scenery changes, the figures change, but not the themes, most of them. But we have this capacity of imagination used in very meager ways most of our day, most days of our life. That's how it is. But we could use that same function for really big imaginations. Like what's on our screen. Create your day, my friends. Create your day. Love you all.